The city of Seattle today hosted a free legal clinic for immigrants and refugees. Hundreds of people came to McCall Hall, many looking for help to become citizens. We asked some of the people there what's at stake for them as Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States.
Luis Zambrano from Guadalajara, Mexico. I've been here since I was 8 years old, living in Seattle. I need to get my citizenship, finally, after 30 years of renewing the residency. Basically, I don't want to take no chances with a new president.
Yeah, my name is Philip Harris. I'm from the UK. I've lived in this country for 20-something years. I have a green card, but just now I'm getting around to applying for citizenship. I can always leave, but I actually want to stay here and fight for the rights of other immigrants and minorities, women, people that Trump seems to have put down.
All right, my name is Bill Abrego. I'm from Snohomish, Washington, and I'm here with my daughters. They're going to apply for citizenship. I got to say, my wife and her family are very big supporters of Trump because they've come from France. And one of the reasons my wife is such a big Trump supporter is because she has sisters that have had to wait like 10 years to get their visas to immigrate to the U.S., and she hates to see people who just come across the borders. It's not really fair to those that wait and come in legally.
Hi, my name is Luis Borford. I'm a Mexican citizen trying to get my American citizen now. I still have a lot of family that is undocumented here, living here, and I fear for them. I hope that one day they can have the opportunity to have a green card like I do right now, and at some point become an American citizen too. So I'm fearful for my family.
Voices from today's legal workshop for immigrants and refugees at Seattle's McCall Hall.